Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Passion Over Fear podcast. This is your host, Brennan Johnson, or Kente Shakir, or Native Zim, however you want to go with it. That is me, and today is the first day, the first episode of the Passion Over Fear podcast, and you guys are here for it. Aren't you proud of yourselves? I'm proud of you. Well, let's get to it. So today, we are going to be talking about this whole problem with Jay-Z, the NFL, Colin Kaepernick has really gained a lot of traction, and a lot of people seem to be either misinformed or kind of misunderstand this whole, you know, situation between all these entities. So we got to start from the beginning. We have to understand where this all came from. So this is all coming from Colin Kaepernick kneeling in silent protest by himself over off to the side or somewhere else in the stadium during preseason games, you know, before the game when they started the national anthem. And for whatever reason, the media decided after the game to ask him, "Hey, Cap, why were you kneeling during the game?" Cap proceeds to tell them, "Hey, I'm kneeling for all these justices in America, for police brutality and all those things. I don't feel as though the American flag means what it's supposed to mean. So until it means that, then I'm going to kneel before every game for the national anthem." Of course, we all know what happened after that. White people went crazy. Black people were like, "Yay, we have another Messiah." And here we are. I would say, what has it been, like a couple of years now? So how it all unfolded was, of course, Kaepernick got kicked out of the league. No one agreed with that. That was a bad, totally bad decision on the league's part. However, we also have to acknowledge the reason why Cap is still not back in the NFL. Because Cap sued the NFL for conspiracy to blackball him and to ban him, keeping him from the NFL. So, which is great and everything. That's his right. He should have done that. That's phenomenal. Go Kaepernick. Good job. So what happened was Kaepernick decided that, you know what? I'm just going to settle with the NFL and not go through with the lawsuit. So now I can get millions anyway and I don't even have to play football. So, you know, because the NFL was keeping Kaepernick out of the league, we all knew that. We were all protesting the NFL, right? But now we have to understand that Kaepernick, the one that we're protesting the NFL for, made the personal decision to settle his case for millions, okay? So he sold out, all right? We have to understand that. Kaepernick sold out. He could have went through with his lawsuit and actually sued the NFL and won, given that NFL a L in the courtroom, which we all know they don't want that L, all right? But he decided, all right, no, the millions are on the table. I'm just going to take the millions and just won't be able to be in the NFL anymore. You know what? I'm perfectly okay with that. If he wants to do that, he can do that. He's a grown man. He could do what he wants to do. But we have to understand that that is selling out. So we can't sit up here and get mad at Jay-Z for after all this, Jay-Z goes to the NFL, he gets the bag from the NFL. For what we know now, we don't know the whole contract, but from what we know now, he's going to be producing the halftime show. So we can't get mad at Jay-Z for going to get the bag in the NFL after Kaepernick got his bag. Kaepernick got his first. He got his. So what are we mad at Jay-Z for? For what, really? Because the protest was over. Kaepernick agreed to never work in the NFL again so that he got those millions. All right, so I'm trying to figure out, why are we still trying to protest the NFL? The cause of us protesting was Kaepernick not getting a job. Kaepernick chose that he didn't want to get a job anymore in the NFL. He's just going to take the millions. That's what settling out of court during that court case would mean. So we can't get mad at, after all that, Jay-Z comes in and is like, "Hey, I want to make some money too. Why not make this halftime show a lot better?" And now people are like, "Oh, well, why is Jay-Z doing it? Why?" Because hip-hop is the number one genre in the country. The NFL halftime shows have been trash these past couple of years. They're trying to reinvigorate it because they want that viewership. So, of course, they're going to go to Jay-Z, who is like the top guy in hip-hop. And the top business mogul in hip-hop. The guy that's most seen in hip-hop. This guy has been doing this shit since like the late 80s, early 90s. And he's still on top as a rapper and a business mogul. We gotta remember that. And we also gotta keep in mind, maybe some other rappers didn't want to do it. For the same reasons that y'all are fucking getting on Jay-Z for doing it. So we really have to start being realistic with our expectations of people and what's really happening. Because at the end of the day, Colin Kaepernick really, if we think about facts and information and events that happen, when it comes to the protest, what has Kaepernick done? Kaepernick kneeled for injustice, which is beautiful, during the national anthem, brought all kind of attention to the issue, did exactly what it was supposed to do, and here we are. That was really it, as far as that issue goes. Now, I got to give the man his credit. Kaepernick has done plenty of other things, as far as charity goes. Plenty of other things. This is not the only thing. Okay, and we can all Google that. You know, I don't really got to get into all that. However, if we're talking about the protest, then we're talking about the protest, okay? And at the end of the day, I'm not putting Kaepernick on a pedestal with Muhammad Ali and and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all these other greats who were protesting during a time where violence was imminent. People will blow up your house. People will set fires to crosses in your front yard. Your kids couldn't go to school with these people because they're going to beat their ass all day. And like, we're acting like Kaepernick is on the same level as these people, and he's not. All those people that I mentioned, they made way more sacrifices to their actual lives and their family's lives. Their family's life was in jeopardy. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all, everybody seen that photo of Malcolm X standing by the window with a shotgun. You know why he's standing by the window with a shotgun? Because KKK's outside his fucking house burning a cross. This is back when people would get lynched for less. All right? We forget this. We forget how extreme those times were. So we can't just disrespect our ancestors and be like, this guy kneeled during the national anthem of a football game. He's just like y'all. No, he's not. He's really not. And we gotta stop disrespecting our ancestors, comparing all these people in modern day to them. There is no one in the modern day today that is like our ancestors. There's no one like MLK. There's no one like Malcolm X. There's no one like any of those people, okay? But I digress. So let's get back to the point at hand. The point at hand is, Colin Kaepernick, what he did was great, man. It was really awesome. I really don't want to make y'all think that it was nothing. However, it wasn't everything. We have to acknowledge how much the media sensationalized what he was doing. And how much of that went into the legacy, not the actual action. Now, I love the fact that his action was contagious. And now there's still football players doing that today in the NFL. And that's beautiful. That's great. But we have to also acknowledge that the NFL isn't taking any action against them. The only reason why Kaepernick was put out of the NFL is because he's being such a distraction to the locker room. If anybody knows anything about football, is if you divide a locker room, y'all will have a losing season. Y'all will not be winning this season. And that's not going to go well with the owner. Okay, it's a business. It's not philanthropy. It's not a charity. It is a business. And we have to understand those things and stop expecting everybody to be a social justice warrior all the time, because that's not where everyone's at. I feel like we have like these warped perceptions of how life should be, which is great, but we have to acknowledge what life is. You have to go to that first and acknowledge that and come to that realization. Because if you're not acting from reality, it's just delusion. And no matter how great it sounds, it's not something that's going to happen. Like, that's not how the world works. You can't expect the NFL, who's employing not only NFL players, but everybody that plays for that organization. I mean, not everybody that plays for the organization, but everybody that works for the organization. Not even people in the front office. We're talking about janitors. We're talking about people that work in the parking lot to park cars. You're talking about people that fucking are ball boys. Like, there's so many different employment opportunities the NFL gives. So they're not thinking about all this social justice stuff. They don't got time for that. They have to run their business every day. And that's a lot. People have to realize that. You can't expect everybody to be like, oh, yes, all go outside and kneel for Kaepernick and protest all the time. People got to put food on the table. These people, these owners, they're making decisions that affect thousands of people's daily life and how they get paid and feed their family. That's going to supersede whatever protest you think you need to do. Because these people are actually making sure that people's families are eating. These people that we say are so racist and plantation owners, which the concept is kind of that. I can't sit up here and lie. Like, it is kind of like that. However, these are some rich ass slaves, nigga. Like, are you serious? These slaves getting paid millions, more than you. Like, we gotta realize that. We can call it slavery and plantation owners and all this. But yeah, the owner of the company, he's the owner. Of course, he's going to be making all the money. But it's not like he's not paying his players nothing. These players getting paid millions. There's players holding out right now because they want more millions. Like, we got to keep all these things in mind when we're talking about these issues. Because when we just start going on protests and trying to be a social justice warrior, reality can get skewed. And we're not focusing on what's really important. So I say all this to say, if we're really gonna sit up here and get upset with Jay-Z about going to the NFL and getting the bag, we have to hold Kaepernick responsible for selling out. We have to. I understand that he's y'all's hero and he saved the social justice day and brought all this attention to police brutality and all these other injustices in America, which led to even other nations and other people protesting, which is great. I love it. It's so great. But we have to hold him accountable as well. He's not above reproach. And that's all I'm saying. All right, I appreciate you guys listening. This is Brandon Johnson, Kente Shakir, or Native Zim, however you get down, with the Passion Over Fear podcast. Until next time.